Good afternoon, brethren. Great to see everybody. Seems like it's been a while. You know, we sing the song, O God of Every Nation. For some religious people, that's a little hard for them to grasp. I was working with a man this past week, and we were talking, and you know, about world events and things that are happening and the way things are going. And I just made the comment that I said, well, you know, I mentioned to my wife that unless God intervened, I said, this world is going from one mess to another. And you know, that just kind of sparked him. And he said, well, we're going to heaven, those that are Christ's. And he said, what religion are you? So see, I opened myself up. So I told him, and he said, well, do you believe in Christ? Do you go to church on Sunday? And, you know, the regular questions. I said, well, we keep the seventh-day Sabbath on Saturday. Of course, that opened up a pretty big door for him because he carries his Bible with him, you know, right, every day in his lunch. And he pretty well believes that there's only one religion and the people are either saved now or they're lost. And he quoted from Romans 1:20 when he says, right there it says, that they are without excuse. And I said, well, what about the Chinese? I said, I've done a little bit of world traveling. I said, what I see is a lot of people in ignorance. And he said, no. He said, we have missionaries in China. If they want to, they have the opportunity. And, you know, we have missionaries in India and the Middle East and, you know, Let's read Romans 1:20, if you would. In Romans chapter 1 and verse 20, it says, for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen. And he said, see, it says right here that everyone can clearly see, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. So that they are without excuse. And his evaluation of the situation is that the whole world is without excuse. If they do not accept Christ, they are without excuse. Well, is this talking about the world? Who are the people who are without excuse? Let's look at Romans chapter 1 and verse 18. And verse 19, it says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness or hold down. See, the point is that I see here that these people have been exposed to the truth. Not just exposed, but they actually hold down or suppress it. In verse 19, because what may be known of God is manifested in them, for God has shown it to them. God has shown them. And what I was trying to make my point to him is what I see, most of the people haven't seen. God hasn't revealed it to them. Of course, without the knowledge of God's plan, That all goes over anyone's head. So those who hold down the truth are some that can be held without excuse. And in verse 21, because although they knew God, that tells me that there was a time when they knew. They did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful. There may be two things there, the reason that people forget about God after knowing? Number one, they don't glorify God, and they're not thankful. You could say the love of the truth is not there, but become futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts are darkened. So I see a people without excuse are those that have been exposed to the truth and to the knowledge of God. And in Romans chapter 2, in verse 8, it says, "But to those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath." Again, people who are exposed to the truth. And so it really starts coming home. People who were without excuse would include me, because I've been exposed to the truth. I mean, in what all the throngs at St. Peter's in Rome, I mean, I just don't see those people comprehending the truth. We've been there, and the beggars, you know, crawling out in front of the Vatican, and they're doing what they know to do, not what God has revealed to them. And I heard a lady call in, Bill O'Reilly. He's a Catholic, and she was really laying it on the Pope, you know. He's opposite of Christ. He allows people to kiss his feet and all that pomp. And, of course, O'Reilly got really defensive and just cut her off. But I don't see those people as, I mean, human nature is rebellious to God, of course, but they haven't had the truth. Let's look at Mark chapter 7. But it always comes home when you meet someone, you actually start talking about religion, how blessed we are with what we understand, and just how they're just going around like a blind man trying to get through a maze that he doesn't know where he is. And, you know, he's trying to get his Bible out and show me this and that, and he's just, you know, it's just a... I didn't say very much to him, but I mean, it was just kind of a mess. He was contradicting himself and, you know, of course, getting into the law, and it's been done away, and it can really excavate. Did I say that right? Didn't sound right. Okay, Mark. Escalate, I think, is the word. Mark 7, verse 7. Jesus said, "And in vain they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandments of God, you hold the tradition of men, the washing of pitchers and cups and many other such things." Words here's talking to people. He was talking to people that knew God's commandments. He was talking to people that had some understanding. And he's saying, "You're laying it aside." Just as that in Romans was speaking, you know, you're holding back and suppressing the truth. And I know there's people who have done that in ignorance. You know, the conversion of the Gentiles to the Roman church. As we were there in Rome, the guide was just telling us that, you know, well, these statues that were pagan, if they were blessed and they were moved over to the Vatican, and if this temple was blessed, it remained. If it wasn't, they destroyed it. And, you know, to hanging on to traditions in order to get converts, they made those compromises, and I think they probably did most of it in ignorance. They thinking, well, it's better if we can win them to Christ. It's better to do that than let them be lost. Well, my conclusion was of the matter that, you know, that I think that we are among those who could be counted without excuse if we refuse Christ and return to a life of sin. And we'll just look at one more scripture in Hebrews 10, which I'm sure everyone knows. But this time of year, I think it's a good idea to be reminded of these things. Hebrews 10 in verse 26. For if we sin willfully, and how many people even know what sin is? That narrows it down a lot. After we have received the knowledge of the truth, there is no longer remains a sacrifice for sins. You know, now is God has set aside this special season for us to just like forcing us to take time to evaluate our own self. Not judging the world, not judging this man I was talking to, but to examining our own self. You know, where do we stand? Because if we judge ourselves and repent and accept Jesus Christ, which this season gives special emphasis to repentance, to changing, and looking again at taking special time to look at Jesus Christ as a sacrifice for us. You know, we need to do that, so we just can't, we do not want to be counted among those who are without excuse.